just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. Whenever you smile at me, the sun in me is freed then from all the past, from pain, from hurt, from any more words. Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham.
Om Shanti. The man has always been in search of some food that would make him immortal. Our scriptures mention different words like nectar, amrita, ambrosia, manna, homa, soma, elixir of life, panacea, and so on. Sanjeevani, the life-giving herb. So there is a mention of these supernatural foods, and they are said to be cure-all. They are said to be divine foods of God. The gods and goddesses, they survived on this food, this nectar, ambrosia. Bible mentions that the manna, God provided manna to Israelites for 40 years post-Exodus before they would reach Canaan. The Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible, mentions about manna. Even Quran mentions manna twice. In India, some of the Vedic literature, Rig Veda, it talks about somras, soma. So these were supernatural foods. And once somebody drinks these foods, these drinks, they become eternal. They have everlasting lives. So, almost every religion has a scripture and there is a mention of such food. And also it is mentioned that God provided such food to His chosen ones. Baba also has got one favorite food which He provides in the subtle world. And Baba calls it Shubhi juice. What is it? What is it? Mixed fruit juice. Just as there are various candidates unproven for the soma juras from where it is extracted. So there are various list of candidates by scientists and thinkers. This could be that plant from where the soma ras was extracted. This could be that tree which was called Sanjeevani or life-giving herb. But nobody knows exactly from where to get that. So Baba has got this new drink, energy drink, super drink, divine drink, powerful drink, light drink, full of prana, pranic and divine energy. So continuing the same divine message of 15th September 2011. Phir Baba ne harek ko vatan ka shubhi ras pilaya. Mukhya nimitt ko baho mein lekar shubhi ras pilaya. Baba ne kaha, harek dil se keh raha hai, dil ka awaz Baba tak pahuncha. Isliye Baba ne sabhi ko bitha karke shubhi ras pilaya. Abhi iska return dena padega. कि जो भी है वो समाप्त और सफलता मेरा साथी सफलता का वरदान बाबा ने सबको दिया. अब इस वरदान को कार्य में लाना, इसे कभी भी भूलना नहीं. सफलता मेरा जन्मसिद्ध अधिकार है. ऐसे बाबा सभी से मिला. बहनें तो आपस में ही मिल रही थी, फिर लास्ट में सभी के पास, बाबा के पास सभी आई. अमृत पीने बाबा ने सभी को कहा कि तुम लोगों को बाबा भी याद करता है और सभी चारों ओर की ब्राह्मण फैमिली भी याद करती है. सो देयर इज रिकरिंग मेंशन ऑफ दिस मिस्टीरियस एनिग्मैटिक फूड एंड व्हाट इज द मेमोरियल ऑफ दिस फूड ऑन द कॉर्पोर इन द कॉर्पोरियल वर्ल्ड. Every Thursday they give Amrit, no? That is in fact, the trans messenger is going in the subtle world. So Baba is giving her this Shubhi Ras and she in turn in bringing. So they make this Amrit nectar every Thursday. That's offered. But there is no mention of, any detailed mention of Shubhi Ras anywhere. What are the ingredients? How it is made? What is the taste? What is the color? What is the appearance? What is the fragrance? What are the medical benefits? What are the side effects? Is it mentioned somewhere? Where? What? You know, it is written in Bible, in the Hebrew Bible. They have mentioned manna. Manna. This is a divine food. God had provided this food to Israelites for 40 years. They did not require any other food. And it is said that they did not have defecation during that 40 years. So a lot of medical viewpoints are there. They must have got constipated and many other things. People just think of all that. So for 40 years they were on this divine drink or food. So, Baba often mentions this Shubhi Ras. What are the ingredients? This is a good recipe. Love purity. Invisible ingredients. And what is the taste? Taste. Tasteless. And what is the color? Colorless color. What is the fragrant? Fragrance. So, this is a divine drink. A super drink. Charged with all the medicinal value. We can do various experiments with this drink. To go in the subtle world and to drink this drink. First of all, who has given me this drink? So God Himself. This is not an ordinary drink. This is not the drink of this world. So it's free from all the side effects. This is health nourishing. This is a life-giving drink. Everything is included in this. All, whatever you need for energy, carbohydrate, fat, proteins, minerals, vitamins, enzymes, micronutrients, everything. So this drink is charged with all the nutrients. So it has got a very high nutritive value. And when you drink this drink, you are never thirsty again. You are never hungry again. So you conquer thirst and hunger. All the sensations of hunger go away. All the sensations of thirst cease. So this is a drink that gives you everlasting life. This is a drink that gives you freedom from all diseases. This is a drink that wards off old age. You attain chirayauvan, eternal youth. You achieve total freedom from fatigue. So, unfatigable stage. You don't feel tired. You don't feel any pain. This is the greatest painkiller. If you have any pain anywhere, just go and drink this. It will work as an analgesic. It is anti-inflammatory, it is analgesic. It's antiseptic. All medicinal things are in it. So you will not feel tired again. Temperature will not affect you much. You will enjoy all weather, all temperatures. Disease will not come near you. Old age will not come near you. You will be free from tiredness, free from the effects of environment. And it will give you the feeling of fulfillment, as if you are full. The tank is full. Now you don't have to put anything inside of this world. So this is a divine superfood. So every morning, go in the subtle world and have this drink from Baba. And one more. It's filled with tyag, renunciation. It's filled with tapasya, penance. The moment you drink this, you are charged with natural stage of vairagya, disinterest. Automatically you develop disinterest for everything. Nothing of this world attracts you. All attachments, all attractions, they become void and nil. The more you drink this, because this is a drink which is filled with jnana, which is filled with peace, purity, happiness, love, power, bliss. So all the seven things are in this drink. So drink this with this faith that if I drink this, I will be full of energy, divine energy. My body will become pure if I drink this. In today's Sakar Murli Baba said, you have not even reached Sato. You have not even reached Sato also. So this is a pure food, charged with pure vibrations, pure energy. So when you drink that, you get pure body. And in pure body is pure mind. And pure mind is what is needed to generate pure, powerful thoughts. And thoughts create your destiny. This drink fills you with knowledge, jnana. The more the knowledge, the more is the today's Sakar Murli. The more the knowledge, the more is the nasha, intoxication. The more knowledge you have, the more intoxicated you become. So drink that with that feeling. The more I drink, the more knowledgeful I become. The more I drink, the more powerful I become. The more I drink, more I get suffused with divine virtues, divine energy, divine power, divine vibrations. So emerge that scene in front of your eyes every Amrit Vela. Go to the subtle world. Feel that Bab Dada is in front of you. And drink it. Drink it slowly, but don't be in a hurry. Sip by sip. So that's of the subtle world. Now what about this world? Whatever you drink, feel that this is Shubhiras. This is not ordinary drink. This is enchanted drink. Abhimantrit. There is divine mantra or vibrations. It is that pure drink. So when you drink water, feel that this is what? Shubhiras. This is Shubhi juice. But drink it with that consciousness. Baba has given me, God Himself has given me this drink. And I drink it with that consciousness. So when I drink with that consciousness, that will become more tasty, healthier. It's all here. It's all here. With what faith you eat. There was a mention of Theresa Newman in the book Autobiography of a Yogi, where Swami Yogananda describes his meeting with Theresa Newman. What she used to eat? Just Eucharist. Eucharist. What is Eucharist? Just a small vapor. Coin like small. That was her food. Rest everything her body rejected. She would just vomit. The body would not accept any other food other than this. With that food she survived for so many years. 30-40 years. Theresa Newman. So, but she had a faith that this is alone enough for me. It is just like prasad. There's that one piece of chip, that vapor, Eucharist. She would eat with that faith that this alone will sustain my body. And she remained alive for such a long time. So you are survived by your faith. And there is somebody who keeps on eating the whole day and yet they fall sick and they don't feel healthy. So it's all about mental conditioning. So whatever you eat, if whenever you drink water, feel that this is water which is charged with supernatural powers. People do sun charging, water, so many things they do. Electric charging. They keep the water in the electric field, magnet therapy, electromagnetic water, magnetic water that has magnetic power. There are certain waterfalls in the world where people go and it is believed that they have got medicinal value. Forget that, come to India, the Ganges. Since time immemorial, it's known to possess medicinal value. So whatever you drink, whenever you drink water, feel that this is Shubhiras. And if I drink this, all sensation of hunger and all sensation of thirst will go away. I will not need anything else other than this. And it is providing me with everything. Not just whatever my body needs. I don't know the needs of my body. But this water is charged with everything. Whatever I need, this water will provide me. So the nutritive value depends upon your faith. Second, juice. Whenever you drink any juice with that, drink with that consciousness that this is Shubhi juice. This divine juice. And offer bhog to Baba. Let it go up. And let Baba give drishti to that juice. So you will not be in a hurry to drink. Every drop would count. Every drop would be important to you. And you will drink it very slowly, conscious drinking. Drink and then think. And drink with that faith that whatever diseases I have, whatever illness, sicknesses I have, by drinking this juice, all those will go away. So this acts as a health supplement, energy booster. People use so many energy boosters, Borvita, Boost, Complan, Horlicks, this is super Complan, this is super Horlicks, this is super Pormita, Chyawanprash, so many things they use. And what is that? Ayurvedic? Shankh Pushpi. So many things they use. So it has got everything, not just B12. But all vitamins, all minerals, all carbohydrates, all proteins, all fats, all enzymes, micronutrients, and everything that my body needs. Not just that, even sun rays. This contains rays of the supreme sun. So everything is trapped. This is a trapped juice, sunlight trapped juice. So whenever you drink any water, think it is Shubhi Ras. Whenever you drink any juice, think it is Shubhi juice. It's not an ordinary one. Extraordinary people, how can they drink ordinary drinks? And you should enjoy all your drinks. When this faith is attached, that this is God-charged drink. It's not an ordinary one. So if you drink water, if you drink juice, if you drink any liquid for that matter, drink with that awareness that this is Shubhi drink. This is cure all. This is Sanjeevani juice, life-giving juice. This is Somras. This is Homa, H-O-A-M-A. In Parsi, they believe in this. Zoroastrians, in this juice. This is the same manna. It is filled with argon. Argon is energy. It's filled with chi, energy. It's filled with ki, energy. Microcosmic dust. Divine microcosmic dust. It's filled with bioenergy, electromagnetic energy. Drink with that awareness. Whatever you drink, then you don't require anything. If you drink with that awareness, for drinking one glass of any juice, you will need half an hour to 1 hour then. You are drinking very slowly, in silence, in solitude, remembering Baba, remembering what I am drinking. And then you may not require anything after that. Even this can happen. So everything depends upon your faith, your thought process, your mental conditioning. I need this, I need that. What is all this? This is all mental conditioning. NLP. You can go and read about this. There are a lot of workshops about neuro-linguistic programming. This is all about programming here. What we program, what belief we create, the same would be the result. If I eat and if I drink with the thought that this will make me fall sick, so same thing will happen. So drink every day Shubhi juice. Om Shanti.